makes a giant difference. And when you are going to make a commitment to a mattress, you might as well go in a little extra for the adjustable base. And hell, you might even just get it free depending on the deal.
Yeah, the adjustable base is, it's just the greatest thing. I don't know of many purchases that I've made or acquisitions that I've had that I feel better about. This thing, it soothes me in the moments that I need to be soothed. When my
tells you everything is okay.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's actually, in my adjustable base, there's outlets for USB cords, and you can plug things up and charge your phone. So the adjustable base on select purchases is free. You need to get your tail on over to Mattress Firm. And you can also get the select Beauty Queen mattress at just $299.99. That's over 50% off the regular price. Why are you not going to Mattress Firm right now?
Immediately go there. Technology to power off. Sleep harder when you buy a Serta iComfort Temp Touch. That's the memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology. Because of the interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free, check out this value. Only $39 per month for 36 months. Come on. What are you waiting for? That's a little over a dollar a day for the latest and greatest in sleep technology. It's the Labor Day sale extended at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time, and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sunrise shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now. Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
The art of loaning tools has been practiced and perfected by neighbors and family for years, because the idea of buying a tool that you only need to use once doesn't make sense. That's why AutoZone has a free loan-a-tool program. It's a helpful, easy way to get you a torque wrench, a ball joint replacer, and 100 other specialty tools to get that job done. Like your neighbor Keith would. He wouldn't charge you for it, and neither do we, because that'd be nonsense. Let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field in prime time versus Bowling Green on September 16th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs fans were braced for bad news after pitcher Jake Arrieta left his last start in obvious pain. But it turns out Arrieta will only miss a start or two with a hamstring strain. That's good news for the Cubs, who have lost three straight but currently hold a four-game lead in the NL Central thanks to a Brewers loss today. Jose Quintana takes the mound tonight in Pittsburgh to try to get things back on track. Quintana 5-3 with a 4.50 ERA since coming to the Cubs. Pregame with Mark Grody starts tonight at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. Meanwhile, on the south side, Ronaldo Lopez gets a start for the White Sox tonight as they take on the red-hot Indians. Carlos Carrasco on the hill for the Tribe in this one. He pitched 8 shutout innings last time he pitched on the south side. Nicky Delmonico activated from the DL ahead of tonight's game. He's back in the lineup tonight. Jay Bruce returns to the lineup for the Indians. First pitch from Guaranteed Rate Field tonight at 7:10. In football, Mitchell Trubisky moving up the depth chart at Hallis Hall. He's now moved ahead of Mark Sanchez and will be the backup to Mike Glennon on Sunday when the Bears open their season at home against the Falcons. Here's Bears GM Ryan Pace on Trubisky's promotion.
It's a guy.
No, nope, that's not working. All right, we'll try that again.
It's all a problem.
New experiences that he's having, will just continue. And that's what I think gets us excited is it's just been consistent, steady growth for Mitch all along the way.
Pace also says he's confident in Kyle Long's return to form following that devastating ankle injury at the end of last year.
No hesitation. Based on our docs, our trainers, his work ethic, no hesitation. Kyle's doing really well, so he's doing really well. So we'll see.
He's doing really well. Searching for a deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And come on out to the Gold Lot outside Wrigley Field this Friday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. and hang out with Master of Mixes and 670 The Score before the game. You'll be able to score some awesome prizes, sample Bloody Mary mix, and talk Chicago sports. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense up front. Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I do completely agree with how the Bears have handled this so far, both publicly and internally.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
That's right. We got Big Ann Heron in here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com if you're checking us out on Facebook Live. The camera is off of my ugly, stupid face and onto the handsome man wearing a shirt and tie. And no, that's not Dan Bernstein. Dan did not get handsome and taller and blacker overnight. That is
not yet.
No,
I'm not ruling it out.
That's the third act of his career.
Okay,
I'll wait till you see it.
Yeah. 50 got a spot over there at BET for Dan, so I know things are bubbling up here. He just don't want to talk about it right now.
So what's top of mind for you? We've got a terrific weekend of college football already under the belt going into the first weekend of NFL. There's off-field issues. There's on-field stuff. We've spent more time with off-field than we have talking about some of these teams. But, man, what a whirlwind of college football, including plenty of Pac-12 stuff.
It was a huge weekend. And for me, it was a fun weekend because I had Arizona State on Thursday night. So I was in Tempe. I'd been there for a couple of days, call that game Thursday, immediately go to L.A. Then I have USC on Saturday. Ended up being the highest-rated broadcast in Pac-12 network history, by the way. Wow. Not that I had anything to do with it. I'm trying to watch Sam Darnold because he's the Heisman front runner, and he was on the field. I'd been telling people throughout the week that Western Michigan was really going to have something for USC because they went 13-1 last year, damn near beat Wisconsin in the Cotton Bowl, had a lot of talent coming back, especially running back, offensive line, and defense. And that's where they were just mixing USC. I mean, just throughout the first half, it looked like a Pac-12 team versus a Pac-12 team, just a more physical Pac-12 team when Western Michigan came into the Coliseum. And eventually, USC got it figured out. A lot of folks felt like Sam Darnold didn't play well. A lot of folks who basically didn't watch the game because he was pinpoint. He was precise throughout the first half and the second half. A lot of young receivers continually dropped the football, tight ends, missing blocks and pass protection, and running backs who, when you got past Ronald Jones, who was suddenly became Christian Okoye on the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ronald Jones was 15 pounds heavier, and it showed. Sometimes you'll see guys who gain weight, and it doesn't transfer to what actually becomes them as a football player on the field. Ronald Jones showed that extra 15 pounds with his mentality, with how he was running through tacklers, how he was aggressively trying to make contact and run through contact in the hole, out in the open field. So I was very impressed with the guys who we knew what to expect from. USC is going to have some problems this week with Stanford if their young skill guys don't play much better, and especially a few young defensive linemen who didn't play that well either. So they're going to have some problems with Stanford unless they make that big week one to week two jump. That was my takeaway from watching USC after seeing Stanford 2 weeks ago over in Australia. They've just been sitting there just drooling. David Shaw's licking his chops from what he saw from USC's defensive front.
I was talking to Dan about it last week, how a lot of people feel like Stanford is that sneaky dark horse, end up in the CFP kind of situation if they do what they're supposed to do. And they always play a physical brand of football. Mm-hmm. They always put, seemingly at the line of scrimmage, they're putting two or three guys a year into the NFL, whether it be guards or last year Solomon Thomas. But when I look at that USC team, I get the vibe of LSU and the SEC where they're going to put two or three guys in the professional ranks who you're like, oh man, Lawrence was the defensive lineman that went to the Jets. Was Lawrence Jackson? Was that his name? Or Lawrence Williams?
Williams.
From USC. Lawrence Williams and now
Leonard Williams.
Sorry. And now Sam Darnold. Uh-huh. And then you think about the receivers that they put in the league the last couple of years. Why hasn't that team been able to put it together? Is it just because they haven't had a quarterback, or is it development? Is it coaching? They've been looking for coaches for the last 4 or 5 years, seemingly.
A lot of it I will put on coaching, but then also in addition to that, USC's been a team where the scholarship limitations affected USC in one particular way more than any other. It was on the defensive front because they continue to have skill position guys like you referenced. Every year there's receivers going to the league.
Don't
every year
Dory
there's
Jackson
running backs
too.
Going
mm-hmm.
to the league.
Yeah.
Yes, they've had skill position guys on each side of the football that have continued to be great and be in that Heisman discussion at quarterback. Right. What they haven't had is the depth and scholarship talent at defensive line. This season, after last year was the first time they were back at full strength from a scholarship standpoint. So now this year, the recruiting class they brought in one of the top groups of defensive linemen in the country. Still a group that looks different than what Alabama tends to bring in, because this is a group where it was 5-star guys and blue chippers. Only one of them really looks like a guy who can immediately be a true impact, a true force, who's not only 300 pounds, but moves like a guy who's not just a teenager anymore, very physically developed. That's what Alabama brings in every year. LSU brings in every year. The USC 5-stars, there's a couple of them who are still a little bit underdeveloped for, you know, being really a dominant force as a true freshman. But a year or two from now, that's where USC will get back to not only on the offensive line, not only skill position and quarterback, but in their front seven have guys who can immediately come in. And not just, we can get by with that guy rotating in, but that guy's going to be a force from day one. They don't necessarily have the force from day one guys, but they're getting deeper and deeper within that defensive front.
We saw another quarterback, not Sam Darnold, but a guy just down the road in Los Angeles show that he's going to be part of some discussions too, at least early on. Josh Rosen didn't make not every throw that he made in that comeback was spectacular. The one little nerf pass that he threw that was not, I didn't think was much of a throw. However, he knows how to sell a safety with a shoulder fake.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's something that is usually takes a lot of time to develop, but he's got that little twitch, yep, enough to buy him enough space to get somebody free. So, you know, he's officially part of the watch now. We've got to keep watching him until he tells us not to.
And the interesting thing, because everybody wants to talk to me about the two L.A. quarterbacks with good reason, because we could be looking at this coming April, those being the two top guys that everyone's debating.
You're going to give me Jake Browning in this draft, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm a fan of Jake Browning in college. Yeah. He's basically a bigger, stronger, less precise version of Kellen Moore, who Chris Peterson had at Boise State. Oh, Kellen Moore's still bouncing around the National Football League.
Kellen Moore was shaped like a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
he was a little guy. Matt Bowen saw him take off his shirt at the combine and texted me immediately, like, yo, they've got a child up here.
And the crazy thing is he's missing so much tangibly, but he has everything else.
Oh, he's going to be a coordinator. He's going to be a great coordinator.
If he was 4 inches taller with a much stronger yeah, here arm. We go.
If it was a fifth, man.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
Come on.
But talking about Rosen, though, with Josh Rosen, the interesting thing to me in comparing the two L.A. quarterbacks, Sam Darnold was a little bit too helter-skelter, a little bit too loose with the football last year. That was my concern with Darnold coming into this year. My concern with Rosen was not only the fact that he doesn't necessarily have that elite skill position talent playing with him on UCLA's offense, but he's a little bit too analytical. Play by play. And when he looks at the defensive front, when he sees the coverages, he knows what's going on. He just doesn't cut it loose. He's not one of these guys who shows the ability to just let it rip. The information getting from his brain out through his right arm takes a little bit longer. And that's what's so elite about Sam Darnold, is that, you know, even if he's not 100% sure what he's seeing, which he usually is, but even when he's not, he's willing to cut it loose and take that shot. Josh Rosen in the fourth quarter the other night, once they're down 34 points and there's nothing to lose.
The size of his balls is not an issue,
lets it
right?
Yeah, that's where it
showed at its most. Once the game was lost, then all of a sudden they had a shot to win the game. So those intangibles that maybe hadn't always been there with Josh Rosen showed up in the fourth quarter.
That's like the old Jake Plummer stuff. Remember when Jake was like, look at this, Jake Plummer rescuing his team again. Well, because they had to be rescued because he sucked.
Yes. Yes,
so he creates these situations like, now it's time to be Jake the Snake and work my magic because they couldn't get it done in the first three quarters, right?
If Josh is the snake week in and week out onto some other catchy nickname, not just the Rosen one or Chosen Rosen, maybe Josh the Snake. Josh the Rattler. Yes, there's a lot of different directions you can go with Josh Rosen from a nickname standpoint, but if he has those intangibles, they'll be all right.
Bears named Trubisky officially the number two quarterback on the depth chart, and there's all sorts of reasonable questions, I think, and I'm trying to be fair to the Bears.
Ask me an unreasonable one.
Well, no, maybe even an unreasonable analysis.
Can I make it really reasonable?
Because I think
no.
It's fair.
That was easy.
I think it's fair for somebody to say, all right, Bears, he's not ready. And Mike Glennon's got to start. However you have tied yourself into this pretzel logically to explain to everybody, make everybody happy. But if he's not ready to start, how is he ready to be the backup in this league where you know that you're a team that loses quarterbacks constantly?
I wouldn't have even dressed him. I wouldn't have dressed him. It didn't bother me one bit what the Rams did with Jared Goff last year, because Jared Goff wasn't ready to be the starting quarterback, but we knew at some point he would be the starting quarterback. So why even dance around it? Why even put your fan base in the position where they're looking at the shiny new toy who's dressed out, who's on the sideline, who's got his pads and his helmet on, and they're just waiting to put him on the field anyway? So why put yourself in that position to say, yeah, we're going to have to put Mitchell Trubisky in the lineup if anything goes wrong? I wouldn't have dressed him for 2 weeks, for a month, for something, because they know he's not ready to play yet, at least from what I've seen, how they've reacted to everything. Think about that third quarter in the third preseason game. Mm-hmm. Those first two series, when he's on the field with the Bears starters, not even against the starters for the Tennessee Titans. They had mainly backups in at that point.
The fumble snap and
0-2 on the first series, just sailing balls, nowhere near receivers out in the flat and on out routes. Then the second series comes back in. Same thing. Fumbling snaps. Illegal procedures, looking very confused pre-snap, having no idea what's going on multiple times. Delay of game is just looming over Mitchell Trubisky. Hmm. Now, everything they've asked him to do when he hasn't actually been in that sort of starter situation, he's done very well. He's done the more simple parts of quarterback in the NFL very well. He is not ready to actually handle the more difficult portions of it. So why put him in a position where folks are going to be clamoring to put him on the field yet?
All right, let's break it here. We'll come back. We'll do more with Anthony Heron. Plenty of football stuff. We got to get around the NFL a little bit because there are things. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Keep it here. More football talk. And Hub takes your calls at 5 on the Score.
Bears season is finally here, and the Score is ready. Listen to Bears conversation all week, plus Bears Fridays, the Bears pregame show, postgame show, and the Built for Tough Bears Mondays. So keep it locked on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Big question in combat sports is, what is Conor McGregor going to do next? I know one guy wants a piece of him, Nate Diaz. Nate reposted a UFC Instagram. There was a picture of Conor with this quote, "I never lose, either I win or I learn." Except Nate put his own spin on it. Quote, "He punched himself out the same way he did in the UFC. There was no learning going. Hashtag overpromotion. Bull bleep. Get off his bleep. This is the bleep I'm talking about. Bruce Lee would have never lost like that." End of quote. I love Nate going in on Conor. Of course he wants to fight Conor and gets the payday that comes along with it. Because like Conor, Nate's price just went up. And these two do have unfinished business. And most of all, I am about anything that gets Conor back on the mic and back in the cage. I'm Jim Rome.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Each fall, people can't wait for us to brew our very first batch of Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Neither can we. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is everything you love about fall in one sip. With its unique blend of caramel roasted malts, it's sweet, smooth, and delicious. Savor this season with the fall favorite, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Into the jungle. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.
60, 59. 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is the place to see all football action. College or pro, they show all the games. Enjoy their famous pig roast. Plus, sign up to win a jersey for the Chicago opener. Visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness.
with flow.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a world's best driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The kitchen is the go-to place in the house, and the Home Depot is the go-to place for the kitchen. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now from top brands like Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. That puts new kitchen cabinets well within reach, and free design services make your kitchen upgrade even easier. It's the heart of your home. Make it the start of something terrific. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Be next. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Talking to our guy, Big Ann Heron. He is in the studio.
Can I loosen my tie?
You doing it?
Oh, yeah. It's radio.
Yeah, you're good, bro.
That's like Paris Hilton asking you to put on makeup before a radio.
You mentioned the online stream.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, they're just happy to see a big, beautiful man talking football. That's what we're here to
do. You know, I looked at it and I saw the power rankings. They're at the Brad Big Power Rankings. Out. It's like
NFL power
the first time you can get your
Jets and
your
everyone else
schematic look at how these all lay out top to bottom in some way, shape, or form. Generally, I'm sure.
And you could tweet Brad during the season, like, you said that the Patriots were the best team ever. They were 14-2, you idiot.
But there's a lot of teams. We know who the best teams are. The middle of the league is interesting this year, and there are a lot of teams that could kind of go either way on you. You start looking at when the Texans, right, with that defense, because I think if Watt is healthy, that's the best defense in the NFL. I know there's some other good ones.
That's the one.
Seahawks are good, but that's one that is going to murder people, not literally. Ray Lewis, don't worry about it.
I mean, but accidentally.
And Tom Savage is
things happen.
But they've decided that Tom Savage, at least for now, is going to be the quarterback. So
Tommy Savage.
You look at these teams with high volatility, right? Like the Titans could at some point they're going to blow up, right? Mm-hmm. They have to.
They've been good progressing.
About the Buccaneers, and it's not just because of Hard Knocks. I love that offense, and the fact they got Lavonte David and Gerald McCoy on a defense together, healthy. I think there's some strides to be made there.
Jameis performing for the camera that didn't turn you off.
Is he ever,
dude? The part about him.
Wait, I didn't see last night.
Okay, all right. I won't.
That's tonight. I have to watch it tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Is this the finale?
Yes, it okay. is. Yeah. Oh, wait till you see your man Bobo.
Okay.
Like full on Bobo.
Okay.
Oh God,
we didn't do that at Florida State.
Yeah, I wanted to. Oh, I wanted to punch him. So yeah, the middle okay. of the pack. Who are the teams that you know?
Who's intriguing to yeah. you in there? Who's something saying? Well, this team could get a very high volatility. Could be awful. Could be great.
You know what? The Chiefs are a team that always find themselves in that middle of the pack because of the fact that they're going to be so controlled on offense between Andy Reid and what Alex Smith does as a quarterback.
And what he doesn't always, do.
And what he doesn't do as a quarterback. But he knows who he is, and that is so important for a team at the NFL level because if you're not completely sure the personality, the capabilities of your quarterback, and more importantly, if your quarterback isn't certain mm-hmm. who he is. You know, I mean, it was one thing where that was so frustrating during the Jay Cutler years here for him not realizing who he was, for so many coaches and offensive coordinators not realizing who he was because of that immense talent that was in his right arm, it was in his lower body, and so they tried to make him who he wasn't. Right. The advantage that Andy Reid has and that Alex Smith have is that there are no illusions about what he is or who he is, but he's enough. You know, you don't necessarily have to hide Alex Smith all the time offensively.
He's not going to kill you.
No, he's not going to kill you, and he can occasionally make a play. He's definitely going to make the right mental play. Mm-hmm. Can his arm get it there all the time? Is he going to have the right zip on it? No. But with his legs, there's some things he can do that make him more dynamic than a quarterback who you don't have to game plan for because there's a lot of quarterbacks in today's NFL you don't have to game plan for when you're the opposing defense. Alex Smith does some things that actually make you have to game plan for him defensively. And with the defense that they can put out onto the field, that to me is a team in the middle of the pack in the National Football League that will continue to be dangerous with the way they operate.
All right, let's hit an update. Come back with Big Ann Heron right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:29 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they return to Ryan Field in prime time against Bowling Green on September 16th. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Mitchell Trubisky is officially the backup quarterback for the Bears. Trubisky's promotion to number 2 on the depth chart was announced today by head coach John Fox at Hallis Hall. GM Ryan Pace also spoke to the media today, and he weighed in on whether or not wide receiver Kevin White is the same player he drafted.
I believe that he is, Mark. I do. And I think, you know, now he's got a chance to showcase it. And, you know, the good thing is he's strung together healthy practices. I think that was important for him. You know, he hasn't, you know, really only had one training camp, you know. So now for him to be able to string together healthy practices and stack positive days, now we're set for him to have a good year for us.
Bears open their season Sunday at Soldier Field against Atlanta. The Cubs are looking to right the ship tonight in Pittsburgh, though the best they can do after two straight losses is a series split. Jose Quintana takes on Gerrit Cole. Cole is 2-5 with a 4.48 ERA at PNC Park this year. Brewers lost to the Reds this afternoon, so the Cubs lead the NL Central by 4 games. Pre-game with Mark Grody tonight at 5:30. Catcher Wilson Contreras will start a rehab assignment tomorrow night at Class A in Myrtle Beach. As for the White Sox, they've dropped 2 in a row to Cleveland. Southsiders will try to get back to winning tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for this one. He's 0-2 with an ERA over 6 since being called up. Carlos Carrasco will counter. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. Nicky Delmonico back in the lineup tonight after being activated from the DL this afternoon. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal and American Coco Vandeweghe through to the semifinals at the U.S. Open. Madison Keys and Roger Federer both play later. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. And join the Score and Budweiser this Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Talking Cubs with Bud, featuring Chicago Cub Albert Elmore Jr., Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill, located on Clark Street in Wrigleyville. Enjoy Budweiser specials, an inside look at the team, and enter to win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talking Cubs with Bud, featuring Albert Elmore Jr., presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Chicago Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. Limited autographs available. No outside memorabilia is permitted. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And the radio home, the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Anthony, I want to ask you the flip side of the question that Dan asked you about teams that are in the middle of the pack that might be ascending. I'm thinking about two teams that might be going the other way, and maybe they might be on your list. Maybe you have some other ones, but both of them are specifically linked to the quarterback play. The Arizona Cardinals drafted some guys that I really like on the defensive side of the football. I thought Robin Kimdiche going that low, it might be a steal. We'll see what happens. I love Tyrann Mathieu, and I love the way they play defense. But Carson Palmer, the last couple of times I've seen him in primetime playoff performing games, he hasn't been the guy that's necessary. He's 18 days older, by the way, than his quarterback's coach, which is Byron Leftwich, which is hilarious to me. But him and Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers, I think they got the rookie of the year in their backfield, and Christian McCaffrey, terrific talent. But Cam Newton has thrown 10 passes, I believe, this entire preseason.
It's like Aaron Rodgers.
Including the practice. Mm. Including practices. Cam Newton wants to be Cam, and Ron Rivera and that team is like, no, we're not going to do the power running plays with you anymore because you're getting killed out there. The Panthers, the Cardinals, do you think that there might be a little bit of a regression here for those two squads?
I feel better about the Panthers than I do with the Cardinals because the Panthers, to me, if Cam Newton is healthy, then I think he'll start ascending again this season, partly because they do have that new toy in the offense in Christian McCaffrey. You know, a lot of folks underestimated what he's actually capable of in the NFL and just putting him in this box of, you know, white slot receiver, you know, kind of, you know, trick play guy. They weren't watching what he was doing at Stanford.
And they got the Samuel kid from Ohio State too, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Who's kind of a Swiss Army knife that can be used in a number of different
McCaffrey's
ways also.
Fast.
He's very fast.
He's bigger than a lot of people think.
And he knows how to run inside. That's the thing. You don't need to be 220 pounds to run between the tackles. You just need to know how to hit it up in the hole. You need to know how to actually patiently receive the football, take the proper steps, allow your blocks to set up, and then explode through. That's what he spent his entire college career doing. He did that at Stanford. Stanford's not some trick play offense that's getting him the ball out in space every play. So he knows how to run between the tackles. Where he will be the new addition to the offense is what he can do.
And members of New Edition.
Yes. Well, I was about
don't
to sing New Edition.
I usually don't sing
in this time slot. I usually wait until I'm like doing weekends with Shep, and I spend the entire show singing.
You gotta be careful.
I try to avoid that.
As long as you don't let Shep sing, because the FCC will shut this bitch down.
But did you hear about Shep's weekend this weekend?
Not yet. No.
Shep apparently going hard on blind people long snapping in college football.
Oh, did you read FUTECH?
No, he was right there with him. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I will punch both those guys in the face. No, Nick I was calling the game. What's the problem with Jake Olsen?
No, Nick Shepkowski made a great point.
There's too much babying going on. You're telling guys to move off of the long snapper's head. He thought it was in the spirit of the game.
That's
though.
A rule in college football. You can't line up over the long snapper.
That's your weekend partner.
We have FUTECH on tomorrow. Is that right?
A few. I heard FUTECH was on it too, right now, so I'm going to accost him on the radio.
Shep
took a shot at all blind people around the country, man.
But FUTECH had a very well-reasoned explanation as to why that whole thing was kind of BS.
It was a lot.
And it was... we have him out, we'll talk about it. So,
but back to you.
Right.
Okay. Feel free to have me on again tomorrow so I can accost Pete FUTECH, by the way.
All right, Christian McCaffrey, and we were talking about...
But what concerns me with Carson Palmer is the same things that you're talking about, because there were weapons that were there. There's still weapons in Arizona. And I do think, you know, between Tyrann Mathieu, Kimdiche, I'm not as high on. I wasn't even, you know, he went later in the first round. And to me, it was almost like a Johnny Manziel thing where I didn't love Johnny Manziel, but the fact that he fell in the first round, I'd be like, well, okay, you're getting some value. With Kimdiche, wasn't high on him when he came out. Okay. Hasn't necessarily, you know, been very productive yet. Right. But okay, if he fell lower than what, you know, a lot of folks thought he'd get drafted at. So, okay, it's value. I don't think he's going to be a great pro.
And they got the kid from Temple that I liked a lot, Hassan Reddick, too.
Yes. You don't talk about Swiss Army knife.
He's your guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, he's going to turn into a
quarterback's an old pudding arm bum now.
He's very old. His arm is not complete pudding. It's more of a, what's a pudding amalthus? It's not pudding. It's not
rock
solid.
A texture like stuffing, maybe?
Grits?
Well, no, grits is
oatmeal.
Similar.
Little oatmeal.
Thick oatmeal.
Old oatmeal arm Palmer.
Yeah, because grits, you can get really soupy grits, or you can get the real thick grits, especially if you let them sit for a couple minutes.
I loved his work on the old kids show he used to host.
Soupy grits?
Yeah, funny stuff.
YouTube. Just throwing up oops and Bernsie's putting them down. Golly. You're asking him questions.
When's the last time you ducked on somebody?
You got him singing New Edition songs. You're making up soupy grits as a dude. Like, I can't rock with y'all right now.
You mentioned the Dolphins before. And this is, people are intrigued here because, you know, first it was, I remember when Dave Wannstedt left the Bears, he goes to the Dolphins, and all of a sudden we're watching the Dolphins. Now Jay Cutler, same thing. Adam Gase, same thing. There's this, there's a connection here. We're going to be paying attention to what the Dolphins are doing because people are going to make dumb, inappropriate, illogical conclusions about what Jay Cutler's success or failure says retroactively about him here. I have urged people not to do it, but I know they're going to be dumb enough to do it anyway. What are we going to see?
I think by Jay Cutler standards, I think we're going to see an okay version of Jay Cutler. What will that equal in the win-loss category? I don't know that. I'm not confident the Dolphins are going back to the playoffs. I'll definitely put it that way. But I think Jay Cutler will play okay for Jay Cutler standards, partly because the best version of himself was with Adam Gase. That does mean something. And Jay Cutler stepping away from the game, going into the broadcast booth, not getting that many offers. He didn't have that many suitors, so maybe that brings Jay Cutler into the framework of what I was talking about a moment ago of actually recognizing who he is and what he needs to be as a quarterback. Now, he's in his mid-30s at this point. He's not going to be, you know, this newly very humble version of how I actually need to operate as a quarterback. He's not going to turn into Alex Smith. If he did, though, the closer Adam Gase can get him to that, there's enough in Miami for them to win some games. They'll be a threat. They're not going to win any playoff games, but the Dolphins will be a threat with Jay Cutler as a quarterback. To me, it's an upgrade over what they had with Ryan Tannehill.
And, of course, Jay Ajayi's health, and whether it be concussions or otherwise, is paramount because he turned himself into one of the best six or seven running backs in the league, especially the second half of the season. Anybody had 300-200
games. True, but I like the Dolphins' offensive line, and I think mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't even know who their backup is, but just the willingness to pound the football mm-hmm. with whoever that guy is at the running. I mean, you know, we know the Dallas Cowboys backups, and we know how great their offensive line is, so I don't really care about the Cowboys losing Zeke. Zeke's better than the other backs. Right. They got quality running backs behind him. Cowboys are going to be fine.
That line is going to stomp on people.
I want to ask you a question as a guy who's been around many game plans professionally. Mm-hmm. When a guy like that isn't available, we were talking to Hub about it yesterday, and Lawrence posed a question to Hub, and Hub said nothing really changes. I want to ask you, if a talent like Ezekiel Elliott isn't available and the Giants had some forewarning, how does that change a game plan? Because we always talk about the cliche, eight man in the box, got a safety walking up, all the other stuff that people like to say in the Madden terms and all that other stuff. But when a guy like, when you know Darren McFadden and, you know, whoever else behind him is running the football instead of him, how, if at all, does that change the game plan?
In the meeting room, it makes a difference if the way they will call the offensive game plan is different. It's not going to make a difference if...
So if guys have got better hands or something like that?
Yes, and Ezekiel Elliott actually does have quality hands, and he can run routes out of the backfield. When Zeke came out of high school, I call the U.S. Army All-American Bowl for NBC every year. He was in that game. He was evaluated coming out of high school as a Percy Harvin type. Mm-hmm. He was that very versatile McCaffrey, Swiss Army knife mm-hmm. type of back who was more all-purpose. Ohio State recognized what they had and just said, all right, let's line this guy up behind center and just hand him some inside zones over and over again. And he turned into this more physical, burly type of ball carrier. Dallas hasn't really utilized the full scope of his skill set yet. He can be that. From a game plan standpoint, I don't think the Giants have seen what all Zeke can really do. So I don't believe for the Giants, because of how Zeke has been utilized, it'll change the game plan that much. But if you do have a stylistically different runner from another runner, then yes, going in, okay, the star's gone, this guy can't do what he was doing.
Right, the difference between Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, for example.
It becomes, six in a box or seven in a box instead of eight in a box. You can throw guys in,
and also in the coverage a little bit more. And not even only how, because definitely how you position the defenders, but then also just how quickly you're actually coaching guys to get off of blocks. There's situations, I used to joke, Charles Haley was my D-line coach when I was with the Detroit Lions, and he used to tell us all the time about when they would play against the Detroit Lions, and, you know, he was with the Cowboys, and he was always coach, whether it was the Cowboys or the 49ers. When you're playing Barry Sanders, yeah, the blocking scheme is going to be the same, mm-hmm. but I'm just going to sit here and chatter my feet on the backside of this play, just waiting for Barry to cut it back, okay, because he's going to make 10 guys miss over there. I got to make sure me as the 11th guy is right here waiting on this backside gap. So it's not only just about where you're positioning guys, but how you actually play the blocking scheme because of certain stars who have tendencies. Is your quarterback a vertical escape guy or a lateral escape guy? There's things within the confines of the actual schematic setup on defense where you'll still even react to that scheme differently depending on, you know, the tendency of a certain player. But I don't think that Zeke being out, that, you know, McFadden or whoever else mm-hmm. is, you know, back there is really going to run the scheme that differently. It's just Zeke is more explosive when he does it.
Bears-Falcons, what do you think is going to happen?
Bears are going to be very close in this game.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I really think they are. The Bears, just from a personnel and a personality standpoint, I'll say this. I put this one qualifier on it. If Dow Loggins calls the game like I believe he should, and like the preseason has convinced me he will. One of the things that convinced me about it was here, Mitchell Trubisky hand the football off 57 times in a row. That to me said it wasn't just about protecting Mitch. It was about this is who we are as a football team. The Falcons gave up 4.5 yards per carry on the ground last year. The Bears are going to run the football at him. They're going to do
they're
that.
They're going to bring everybody up. They're going to see multi-man.
It's a fast
runs.
Defense. Too.
Bears are going to see that for 16 games.
That's what
they're
I
still
mean,
going to run the football.
So is it going to be the game planning from training camp to game one that's going to keep the Bears close, or is it going to be talent in your eyes where every – well, I only say everybody's healthy because a lot of Bears are banged up on the defensive side of the football. I just – I worry about, Anthony, that you're going to see – 10-0 or 14-0 very quickly, and we're going to see Dowell Loggins revert to what he did last year, and that was with Jay Cutler, and not knowing what Jordan Howard was, and saying, all right, we're going to start to throw the ball here now because we're down 2 scores against that team.
Run Dowell Loggins up out of here before you run John Fox up out of here, because Dowell Loggins needs to recognize what they are. This preseason is, to me, a sign that he's recognizing how they need to operate offensively.
Two tight ends and running the ball?
Yes, 22 personnel and just bust people in the chops over and over again. That makes sense for who the Bears need to be offensively for their best shot at success. I don't care who's at quarterback. That's why it doesn't matter if Trubisky's in the game.
So it doesn't matter who the skilled players are on the perimeter. It, does, like, it doesn't
matters.
Matter that Kendall Wright and Kevin White
is.
Are okay. and Marcus Wheaton are. When Desmond Trufant's one of the better guys at the
I
position.
I don't care who the Bears' quarterback is. The receivers, that matters because they don't have any. They don't have any receivers. The quarterback who's getting the snap from center over and over again.
No one's
so the game plan going to keep it close.
Because the run game and the defense will keep it close.
Who scores?
The Falcons will score.
Yes.
But
yes.
It might be 13 to nothing. The Bears aren't going to score a lot. I don't think they're going to let the Falcons run away with it, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I just think the Bears are designed. The whole John Fox thing and this roster design is ultimately, when you actually play it out, they're going to lose double-digit close games.
Yes, and right? This is going to be one of them.
Yeah, like 24-10,
yes.
Something like that.
This is going to be one of them. They're going to lose a close game this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not thinking 45-3 or anything like that. It's the first week for both these teams. You've been game planning for this all throughout training camp and showing them tape of the guys they'd be sticking. But after a while.
You did see the defense this preseason,
no,
right?
I agree.
They tackled really well. They pursue the football. They can get after the court. I don't know what Pernell McPhee's going to give us.
I agree.
So McPhee may not really add a lot from a pass rush standpoint. But even if he doesn't, they got other guys
who
get after
Enright's
the quarterback.
Mitch Enright's banged up. Jay Howard's banged up. Eddie Goldman's banged up. They got Julio and Taylor Gabriel and Devontae Freeman.
Jay Howard didn't look that good in the preseason anyway.
Well, that was their starter.
Well.
Right? I mean.
They go really deep up front.
I think this is going to be like an 11th or 12th ranked defense. I think they're going to have a good year. But I think they're going to be on the field a lot. And when you ask that much from a defense that you don't trust the twos and the threes, it can get ugly by week 8, week 9. You know that.
I just asked you if you saw the Bears defense. Did you see the Falcons run defense last year?
Yeah, but by the end of the season, when Deion Jones and some of these guys got their heads together and they played a little bit better football, and they were taking the ball away, too.
They were
taking the ball away. And they got Tack McKinley, who, you know, screw it, find me.
If you think, and I don't know who the starting center is ultimately going to be, whether it's going to be Grassou or Whitehair, but Dontari Poe against Hronus Grassou,
a couple years
please.
Ago. That was the game he hurt himself in, right? I think that was the Kansas City game that Poe kind of put Grassou on his backside a couple of times. That was the game where we were like, he has to gain weight. And Dontari Poe's going to do that to a lot of people, but I hope you're right, because I got my Mitch Trubisky T-shirt today.
Like, Mitchapalooza, check you out.
I'm ready to rock. You can snarl all you want, Dan Bernstein.
I'm looking at stance. That's not a snarl.
I'm in here. I'm ready to rock. I'm feeling better than I have about Bears football in a while.
You can do enough schematically. There are so many different ways to run the football. So many different schemes you can do to try to eliminate what an interior defensive lineman.
He
can affect things.
I think Jordan Howard's going to get life insurance, like a better policy after this year, because I think they're going to run him into the ground, Anthony. The first four games, too. The Bears could be better at football than they were last year and get trounced the first four games. They got the Steelers, they got the Buccaneers, they got the Packers, and they have these Atlanta Falcons, who I think might make a return visit to the NFC Championship.
Everybody's
going to
blame Mike Glennon for a slow start. I'm watching Dowell Loggins far more closely than I am Mike Glennon. How will Dowell Loggins call this game? That's
all right.
The key.
That is good. Anthony Heron. That was 45 minutes of rock'em sock'em football analysis that you get from him.
And soupy grits.
Chug it.
football. When is it the Grits?
Yeah, and he's going to do his new edition routine out in the hall.
That's the best place for it.
Mr. Telephone Man coming up on Instagram.
Has been brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, are you on the Score this weekend upcoming?
Good question.
Are you out in L.A.?
I'm not. I'm not on this Sunday. Okay. No.
You're on the watch, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
Constantly.
Final approach.
You mentioned foot cramps a moment ago. My pregnant wife, her feet are constantly in cramp mode.
Yeah, this is
I'm like an unpaid masseuse.
This world is going to have another large human
being.
Baby better be athletic.
Jace needs some muscle. So
it doesn't have to play football, but that baby better be athletic. Don't worry. We'll be really disappointed.
Wait, why can't Jace be the muscle? Maybe.
Yeah, Jace ain't going to be the muscle.
Can you immediately tell if your kid's athletic, like as soon as they come out?
I can't. Every time I drop my baby on his head, he looks at me and he said, I could have landed on my feet.
All right. Good stuff.
DCFS, what up?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. With my kid, it was the first time he started throwing things.
There it is.
On purpose?
You picked up like blocks or whatever he had.
And started firing.
Oh.
Firing
things. Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
I never had to teach him to throw.
Don't worry. You didn't throw at him. I thought
No.
I was picturing like the scene from A League of Their Own where you like throw baseball at your kid. The kid just catches it like Gina Davis.
No. Don't worry. Your kid's coming out with an Iowa Hawkeye uniform. Don't worry about it.
No doubt. We already got all the
looking like Matt Bowen.
You know what's up. Oh, then we're going to have to call somebody if that's the case.
Right.
Big Anthony Herron here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Top of the hour. We'll have some more fun with you right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. One of the most popular loans that we are currently doing at the Home Loan Expert Office is a cash out refinance. Here's why. Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Credit card interest is not tax deductible, but mortgage interest is. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
The kitchen is the go-to place in the house, and the Home Depot is the go-to place for the kitchen. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now from top brands like Thomasville, Craftmade, and American Woodmark. That puts new kitchen cabinets well within reach, and free design services make your kitchen upgrade even easier. It's the heart of your home. Make it the start of something terrific. With 20% off custom kitchen cabinets now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 10th. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
England. Every morning I wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Handley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Or is he just another gimmick QB in a gimmicky system full of gimmicks?
It is time. Frank from Oak Park, you know the special number that you can dial. The rest of you is 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
This segment brought to you by Sprint, just in time for back to school. Get your kid a great deal on devices during the Sprint Deals Spectacular. While supplies last, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Hub Arkish works for us and you today. 312-644-6767. He answers your football questions next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Madden on The Spiegel and Parkins Show.
Joe, do you think the ball's juiced?
No, I really don't. I just think some of it is guys catching up, being just that good. For a lot of different reasons, I think it's the same.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Extended. The Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm has been
extended.
So now you've got more of a chance to get in and get your free adjustable base, get huge savings, get Hampton and Rhodes mattresses starting at just $99.99 or Serta memory foam queen mattresses for just $399.99.
What?
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Why would you wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years. That's 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free, sleeping happy, sleeping more comfortable, sleeping with a massager, sleeping with someone that you love more than the person you're with right now because you went to Mattress Firm.
Wow.
All the things can happen for you interest-free.
How about this deal? The new and exclusive Dream Bed Luxe.
Tell me more.
At an unbeatable value of $39 a month.
What?
For 6 years, plus a free adjustable base. So you got to go in there and you lie down on it and you say, boy, you know, if only this were like a dollar a day. And if somebody asked me when I'm going to bed, hey, would you put a dollar in this slot to sleep on this bed? And you say, yeah, of course I would. Well, you know what? That's exactly what the deal is.
Yeah, like a little side hustle too, by the way. Just have people come through and take a nap on your bed for a dollar. Bubble man would just come through.
Give me a dollar.
Church bus. It's been cold.
Bubble man.
All right, stop. Teddy's going to get mad at me. Right. Stop.
Okay, it's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep bubbly.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday.
Show some respect, man up.
Hawaii Five-O has TV's hottest. Romance?
Steve, what do you think?
Therapy will work for us.
Didn't see that coming.
Tune in for the action.
Five-O!
Stay for the male bonding.
I can hear you thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're hungry. Other than that, it's pretty echoey in there.
It's a match made in mayhem.
You're a caveman, and God bless you.
That's really nice.
Hawaii Five-O. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand. This week, the history of sports. Ty Cobb made his baseball debut this week in 1905. The baseball season ended early due to World War I this week in 1918. San Francisco 49er Jerry Rice catched an NFL record 127 touchdown pass this week in 1994. That same week, the Cleveland Browns became the first team in the NFL to score a two-point conversion. Cal Ripken Jr. tied Lou Gehrig's record of playing 2,130 straight games this week in 1995. And more coming up soon, right here. This week, the history of sports. This week in 1904, the Boston Herald referred to the New York Baseball Club as Yankees. Today in 1928, Ty Cobb made his last hitting appearance. Brooklyn catcher Al Lopez hit Major League's last recorded bounce home run this week in 1930. This week in 1963, Major League Baseball had its 100,000th game. NHL great Gordie Howe retired this week in 1971. And more coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming.